With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An airplane fire leads to an emergency evacuation on a Delta Airlines jetliner at Orlando International Airport Monday.
A Delta Airlines airplane caught fire before it was supposed to take off from Orlando International Airport on Monday morning, forcing a swift evacuation of passengers and crew. The engine fire on Delta Airlines Flight 1213 broke out while the plane was still at the ramp before a scheduled departure from Orlando to Atlanta. Delta says that their flight crew followed procedures to evacuate the passenger cabin when flames were observed in the tailpipe of one of the aircraft's two engines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default, including the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Roughly 5.3 million are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin collection through the Treasury Department's offset program. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says his administration will provide an update this week on the continuing peace negotiations with Russia and Ukraine.
I will be giving you a full detail over the next 3 days, but we had very good meetings on Ukraine-Russia. We had very good meetings, actually, on Iran, too. We'll see how that works out.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito speaking out against his Supreme Court colleagues for a ruling that temporarily halts deportation flights under the Alien Enemies Act. Alito sent out his dissent after the high court agreed to block any additional flights that would deport criminal illegals to a prison in El Salvador. Alito said the court issued the unprecedented and legally questionable ruling without giving lower courts a chance to rule, without hearing from the opposing party, and without providing any explanation. He said he refused to join the order because there's no good reason to think that it was needed or appropriate. They issued the ruling without waiting for his dissent. This is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans that question, and the most common tool people use to make the decision is practical experience and common sense. The second most popular guide for determining if something is right or wrong is logic and reason. Next up is scientific information. And coming in a distant fourth on the list of devices Americans turn to on moral questions is religious beliefs or teachings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is making good on his promise to end the war on Christianity being waged by leftists in government. Mr. Trump signed an executive order on eradicating anti-Christian bias. The order aims to protect the religious freedoms of Americans and end the anti-Christian weaponization of government by identifying anti-Christian conduct and recommending policy changes. This month, Secretary of State Marco Rubio instructed employees in the State Department to report any incidents of such bias. This is SRN News. A challenge to Obamacare. Ed Donahue has more on the story.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a key provision of the Affordable Care Act. It's the preventative care provision of what's also called Obamacare. The plaintiffs argued require requirements to cover things like statins to prevent heart disease, lung cancer screenings, HIV prevention drugs, and medication to lower the chance of breast cancer for high-risk women are unconstitutional because a volunteer board of medical experts that recommended them should have been approved by the Senate. The challengers also have raised religious and procedural objections to some of the requirements. The Trump administration defended the mandate before the court, but President Trump has been a critic of the law. Conservative Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, along with the three liberals on the court, appear skeptical of the arguments. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.